Let's listen to highlights from Friday night's high school basketball action on KNIA KBLS and KNIAKBLS.com. Tulip City Showdown Part 1 was Friday night on Eagle Lane. Trevor Castle had the call on 92.1 KBLS.
Nickel looking left for Rachel Kack. Six to shoot. Back to Faith. Left-hand dribble. She'll let a three fly and hit! Faith Kack-Marinsky's second three-pointer of the quarter. Drive inside. Parks, tough shot. Off balance on the left baseline is good. Long with it for the Dutch. Left to right inside to Oltman at 10 first quarter points and adds to it with a terrific up and under high off the window layup and a chance at a three-point play. Lob inside Rachel. Up over Wolkup and in. Rachel Kack-Marinsky, 10 points in the fourth quarter, 19 in the game, but it won't be enough. Pella 54, Pella Christian 33. McGuire, hesitation, dribble, and spin and kick. Kurt for three. Boom! Colin Kurt makes Pella's third three-pointer in the last 50 seconds. Under a minute to go, first half. Pella Christian could get this down to a 6 or 7 point game right here. Back cut, Branderhorst, foul Manning, Branderhorst, and one. Here's a drive and a tough shot. Branderhorst got his own rebound sitting on the floor, missed the putback, and then Fransman, the putback, and the foul, and one. Pella with a 7 point lead, trying to add to it with 2:32 to go. McGuire, Eurostep, scores. Jack McGuire has 7 in the quarter, 17 in the game.
Final scores, Pella 54, Pella Christian 33 in the girls, and Pella 63, Pella Christian 55 in the boys' game. Knoxville took to the road to play EBF. The Panthers put on a show to stay perfect. Heard live on 95.3 KNIA. And rebound to Lincoln North. He'll get it down to Landon. Landon on the right side wing. Drives in, cut off, throws it out to Caden Smith. Give and go, and it goes. Caden Smith, his first two. He's running ahead. He'll underhand it to Lincoln. Goes over to Kobe Higginbotham. Wide open three. Splashdown. Kobe Higginbotham from the left wing. Landon Norris has it with 5 seconds. Four, directing traffic. Does he know that there's how much time's left? One, puts up the shot. Good! At the end of the first quarter, Landon Norris. Wasn't sure if he was aware. He apparently was. Norris didn't make both free throws. He's got it, and here he comes. Slams it home, and that will make it 19-13. Drake spins in the lane, lays it up and in. Oh, Baryshnikov would have been proud of that. Gets it back to Higg. Now to Smith. Caden, turnaround shot is good. Nobody in a white uniform is going to be able to guard Caden Smith tonight. He's got a huge size advantage. Pierce guarded by Lincoln Norris. Another steal by Norris. Lincoln will drive in. Will slay it up. Count that and put him on the line. Hung in the air. Waited for contact. Got it. And he gets a two-pointer and goes to the line for one more. Now to Langstrat. Gets it to Spohr. And he gets it knocked away. Lincoln Norris comes up with it to Landon. Landon will slam it home. Give that assist to Lincoln Norris. And big brother Landon says, I'll come over here and put the exclamation point down. Final score, Knoxville 75, EBF 24. Indianola ventured the Dallas Center Grimes as Clayton Sampson had the call on 94.3 KNIA.
Ball over to Kluver. Kluver gets it out. Now Blake has it. Blake drives it near the free throw line. Kicks it back out. Three on the way for Olsen. Good! Lauren Olsen knocks down a big three for the Indians here in this first period. The Indians will have the basketball now as Hayden Schulte just opening into the wall. The wall has a three for Wilmot on the way. Good!
There you go.
Derek Wilmot flashes down a three for Indianola.
Good!
Hayden Schulte drills the three-pointer for Indianola.
Final score, DCG 55, Indianola 31 in the girls' contest, and DCG 76, Indianola 61 in the boys' game. Newton tangled with Oskaloosa on Friday on KNIAKBLS.com. KBLS 3 with Randy Van on the call.
Riney comes over to the corner, shoots a three, and hits it right off the back. Great start for Alex Riney and Newton. 3-0 on top. Early this one, less than a minute in. That's 45 seconds in the first possession for Newton. Get it in to Parker, who says, why not? I'll try a three, and she hits it. Peyton Karka from the right wing racks up a three, and she has 7 of the 10 points on the board for Newton. Riney left open for a three, just left of the middle court, and she connects. Riney, her second three. Got 10 to shoot. Jarvis, a long three. Oh, she hit it. That was 3 feet behind the three-point line on the right side. And she nailed it, swished it. Torrey White, she gets free in front of the basket. Puts up a little two-footer and falls. Torrey White, and we got a timeout right away by Ospelusa. Over here, Riney. 2-3. Got it, Alex Riney. That was a big three. Alex Riney from the corner with 5:38 left. It's a three to extend the lead to 6. Karkov got a hand on it. Now she can get the pass from Riney for the layup. Puts it up and in. Peyton Karkov gets the basket. And the layup following the three and the lead pushed up to 8 once again with 5:08 left. Newton knocks off Ospelusa. 36-29, their fourth win in a row. They're now 8-3, 2-3 in the conference.
Final score, Newton 36, Ospelusa 29. Those were highlights from Friday's action on KLIA Care of Less and KLIAcareofless.com.